Mothers and Daughters, written by Kylie Ladd and read by Casey Withers.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Morag!
Fiona winced and pushed Morag's case off her big toe, then bent to study it. $30 she'd paid for her pedicure, and she'd kill Morag if it was chipped before they even left Tullamarine.
Sorry,
said Morag, yanking her Samsonite away so abruptly that it almost hit the legs of the man queuing in front of them.
Christ, that thing weighs a ton, said Fiona, rubbing her foot. What the hell have you got in there, an iron?
Her dark red nail polish was intact, she was pleased to see, but the inspection had revealed that her feet were already swelling in her new sandals, even though it was cool in Melbourne and nothing like the heat they'd experienced up north.
Fuck.
Fiona sighed. She should have gone with the size 10. Who was she kidding? She hadn't been a 9 since before she had Dominic. Since then, everything had spread. Her feet were the least of it. She stood back up, surreptitiously hoiking her cargo pants from where they'd snagged between her buttocks.
Weights, actually, Morag said.
Weights? Asked Caro, as the line snaked forward a metre. Everyone picked up their bags and shuffled forward obediently.
For running, Morag said. Hand weights. I take them with me so my upper body gets a workout too. I don't have time to go to the gym for that.
Very efficient, Caro nodded.
You're nuts, said Fiona. You already look like a praying mantis with anorexia. You need to eat, not lift weights.
I eat, Morag protested, and they're not that heavy, only 5 kilos. Keeps the tuck shop arms at bay.
Fiona was glad she hadn't worn a singlet like the other two.
Whatever, but this is meant to be a holiday. Jeez, you're the only one of us who's completely footloose and fancy-free. You've got a week in the tropics. The boys are with Andrew. You should be sipping cocktails, not racing around pumping your skinny arms in the air.
Caro giggled, then glanced apologetically at Morag, but she was laughing too.
As if I'd do that. That went out years ago. God forbid you should know anything about exercise, Fiona, other than jumping to conclusions.
Caro snorted. Fiona smiled too, to show she wasn't bothered.
Yeah, she thought. Mantis ass.
Plus I like running, Morag went on. It's not a chore. It relaxes me.
Maybe Janie would like to come with me, Caro. She jogs, doesn't she, as part of her training?
Caro looked across at her daughter, blonde head bent over her phone, as it had been ever since they'd arrived at the airport, and shrugged.
Maybe.
Well, anything involving sweat isn't my idea of relaxation, Fiona said, prodding her bag forward as the queue moved up again.
Unless it's the sweat, I'm going to work up sitting on the beach under an umbrella waiting for someone to bring me a drink.
She paused for effect.
Ideally, a black man.
Fiona, Caro protested right on cue, you're a shocker.
Why? There should be plenty where we're going, shouldn't there? I bet Amir is surrounded by them, lucky bitch. That's probably why she went.
Morag shook her head.
You know it isn't, you stirrer.
She lowered her voice. Keep it down. Bronte's right behind you.
Oh, she's off in her own little world as usual, Fiona scoffed. Probably just as well. If she did hear me, she'd blush so much she'd lose circulation in the rest of her body.
Fiona's daughter was a mystery to her at times. Okay, all the time. Who knew what the hell went on behind those cat-like eyes of hers?
I can't wait to see Amira again, Caro said, riffling through her handbag as the check-in counter came into view. It's been way too long. 9 months. And Tess, too. I wonder if she's enjoyed it. I can't imagine Janie and April living on a mission.
Fiona was tempted to say that she couldn't imagine Janie doing anything Janie didn't want to do, but Morag spoke first.
Community, Morag said. It hasn't been a mission for years and years. I looked it up on the net. It's called a community now, nothing religious. There's still a church there, I saw it on the website, but I don't think it's compulsory.
Fiona made a show of looking at her watch.
Damn, she said, and here I was spewing that we'd miss Mass.